Life in Massachusetts starts to look a little more normal today. For the first time in nearly 3 months, shops and many other businesses will be able to reopen their doors to customers. Playgrounds will be open for children, and some sports programs will resume as well. As of today, you can also sit down for a meal at a restaurant. Restaurants have been limited to takeout dining since mid-March. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports new health and safety rules will make eating out different for customers and perhaps less profitable, too.
Frank DePasquale and some of his employees plunge shovels into mulch. He may be a restaurateur, but as he prepares to reopen Trattoria Il Panino in Boston's North End, he's also a landscaper, handyman, and janitor.
We've gone through almost 3 months of cleaning, painting, disinfecting, filling up holes that we might have found, you know, doing all the things that it takes as if you were starting a new restaurant.
A much smaller outdoor restaurant, hence the carefully manicured garden beds. The state's gradual reopening plan requires diners to sit outside for now, so the sprawling Trattoria Il Panino is down to a little brick patio.
We do all of our preparation right here on the back counter. We cut our bread, plates, glassware, make our drinks. As you can see, we have 6-foot spacing from table to table.
The spacing is mandatory, and it means just 28 people can eat out here. That's less than 10% of the restaurant's full capacity. Yet Trattoria Il Panino is better off than many. Only 1 in 5 eateries has any outdoor seating. That's according to the Massachusetts Restaurant Association. Group President Bob Luz estimates the coronavirus outbreak has put almost a quarter of the state's restaurants out of business. Those that have survived face new costs they may pass on to customers, he says.
We now have to have one person designated at all times to be managing sanitation. And so between that and the food costs, I think, you know, it's entirely likely that menu prices will probably have to go up.
With so many challenges, some restaurateurs have decided reopening just isn't worth it yet. But there's more than the bottom line to consider. Nick Verano owns 3 North End restaurants.
I think it's like a loss leader, maybe right at first. But I think, you know, you get going, you start letting you help earn some money, right? Bring back the employees. You got to sharpen your pencil maybe a little bit more than you did in the past, and you make it work.
Reopening only works if customers have an appetite for restaurant dining in the midst of a global pandemic. And new hygiene requirements threaten to take some fun out of the experience. There's no more mingling at the bar. Fancy silver and stemware may be replaced by disposable plastic in the name of cleanliness. And you have to wear a mask, except when seated for your meal. Despite all of that,
the guests want to go out to eat. Period. End of story.
Joe Farrow speaks from experience. He owns restaurants in Boston and Burlington, and also has 2 in New Hampshire, where outdoor dining has been allowed for a few weeks. Farrow says he's been pleasantly surprised to see people rush back.
There's a pent-up demand. We're seeing it every day. So just to see guests in the restaurant, you know, enjoying and smiling and eating and drinking again, that was a real kind of weight off my shoulders. I'll be smiling a little more if I could see that in Massachusetts.
And restaurateurs across the state will be smiling along today if the weather holds up and diners turn out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.